presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
BBC News Business. November 22, 1115 America, New York, more train strikes announced by rail union. The RMT says further strike action will take place across four 48-hour periods in December and January.
Daily FX Market News.
November 22, 1030 America, New York, RBNZ preview. Why the RBNZ may favor 75 bits per second so late into the cycle. New data since the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's October meeting suggests that a 75 basis point hike may be preferred to the 50 bits per second hikes deployed thus far.
Daily FX Market News.
November 22, 905 America, New York, Euro price action setups. EUR, USD, EUR, JPY, EUR, GBP. EUR, USD is testing lower high resistance after pushing down to a fresh weekly low yesterday. But are Euro bears ready to retake control of the single currency?
New York Times Business.
November 22, 850 America, New York. What will Bob Iger do with ESPN and Hulu as CEO of Disney? With Robert Iger back in charge at Disney, his to-do list takes shape. Turn around the streaming businesses, and groom a successor. Iger has a two-year contract, and a big to-do list.
New York Times Business.
November 22, 8:35 America, New York, EU nears cap on the price of Russian oil. EU diplomats aim to agree on a price this week, clearing the way to enforce the measure before a December 5 deadline. Oil tankers off the coast of Novorossiysk, Russia.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. November 22, 8:34 America, New York, Best Buy, Dixie's fears about holiday spending. The retailers posted mixed quarterly results but said sales wouldn't fall as much as expected.
New York Times Business.
November 22, 8:25 America, New York, as CEO of Disney, what will Iger do with ESPN and Hulu? With Robert Iger back in charge at Disney, his to-do list takes shape. Turn around the streaming businesses and groom a successor. Iger has a two-year contract and a big to-do list.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 22, 8:14 America, New York, Norfolk Southern to buy Cincinnati Southern Railway for $1.62 billion. The railroad said the purchase of about 337 miles of railway line that extends from Cincinnati to Chattanooga, Tennessee, would eliminate uncertainty around future lease costs.
Global Economy.
November 22, 7:01 America, New York, FT Tech for Growth Forum. The Tech for Growth Forum looks at how technology can be used to achieve the growth goals and objectives of organizations, consumers, and society as a whole. Through a series of reports, events, and sharing of expertise, it seeks to inform leaders on how they can harness technology to make real change.
Daily FX Market News.
November 22, 7:00 America, New York. Gold price latest. FOMC minutes and data key to short-term price action. The precious metal is trimming its recent losses as U.S. Treasury yields steady ahead of the latest FOMC minutes.
Global Economy.
November 22, 7:00 America, New York, how technology can help redraw the supply chain map. Certain innovations show promise in dealing with current supply chain challenges, but companies must know which problems they want to solve first.
Global Economy.
November 22, 6:48 America, New York, COVID, China. Fear of contagion still worries world markets. Global supply chain disruptions could exceed those experienced in the past year.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
November 22, 6:15 America, New York, Foxconn hires chip veteran in diversification drive. Foxconn Technology hired Changsheng Yi, a veteran with decades of experience at some of the world's biggest chip makers, to drive further expansion into semiconductors and bolster its supply chain.
BBC News Business.
November 22, 2:37 America, New York, UK government borrowing higher as energy bill support help begins. Government borrowing rose last month as payments for energy support schemes began for households.
Marginal Revolution.
November 22, 053 America, New York, how to fix the administrative state. And Mr. Reader request. You are appointed to the 24 DeSantis cabinet with the task of fixing the administrative state. Republicans have a very large congressional majority. BBC News Business.
November 21, 2308 America New York, Penguin scraps $2.2 billion deal to buy rival publisher. Last month, a U.S. court blocked the planned deal, saying it could substantially weaken competition.